Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So to this news now that customers of Fota Wildlife Park in Cork have been contacted by the organisation after it was confirmed that illegal cyber activity had been identified which impacted its website. So users of the site have been told they may need to cancel their debit and credit cards used to purchase tickets because their financial information may have been compromised. Well, I'm joined by Ronan Murphy now, who is chairman of Smart Tech 24/7. Ronan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So do we know much at this stage about the way in which Fota Wildlife Park might have been compromised?
Yeah, look, right now we only have the communication that has been circulated by Fota, but I would say that the situation is deeply concerning, especially when you consider its prominence as a leading tourist attraction in Ireland. Now, the big issue here, Claire, is that the website was compromised, and it looks like that this lasted for well over 3 months during peak season. And the indications right now are that, given the communication that Fota have put out, it looks as if potentially sensitive customer information could have been exposed. And the consequences of that can be quite severe if you consider when you're visiting a place like Fota, you are giving your name, potentially your address, your email, and then most importantly, your payment information. And when you have a prolonged exposure like that for well over 3 months and a large volume of people, that obviously represents a very significant problem, you know.
So this seems to go back then to May. So anyone who purchased tickets on the website from that point are being asked now to check their accounts and see if there has been any suspicious activity. But furthermore, and perhaps very inconveniently for many people, they're being advised to cancel their card altogether.
Yeah, and look, what that would potentially indicate, even though there's no evidence of this right now, I want to make that clear, is that potentially the data which they were collecting from the website was being stored in a fashion within their database where it was accessible. Now, typically, when you collect that type of very sensitive information, under legal requirements, you have to encrypt it so that even if you do get hacked, the data is unreadable. And unfortunately, what the current communication suggests is that potentially this was saved in what we would consider to be plain text, meaning it was readable by anybody with access to the network.
Mm-hmm. That's your assumption, but we're not there yet in terms of knowing that as concrete fact. I'm just wondering,
absolutely.
I'm just wondering, Ronan, about the role of the banks in all of this, because if I was getting a message from Fota today saying, look, we think you should cancel your card, would it be a good idea for customers of Fota to go to the bank and ask them whether that was the right course of action to take?
No, I don't think so. Anyone listening today will know when you contact a bank, it takes a long time to actually get to speak to a human these days, right? If your credit card information has been shared with an institution and they are advising that they have been victim of a cyber attack and that your data was potentially affected, I would take their advice very strongly to go and cancel my credit card. But I think it is also important to emphasize, Claire, that everyone listening today to this show are guilty of recycling their passwords. And what you must remember is that suddenly your name, your address, your email account, and potentially your password and credit card are all linked, right? And I can promise you lots of people listening have used that same information in many different websites or different systems that they log into. So there's a few things I would advise. Number one is you look at your credit card for any suspicious behavior. And if you have been contacted by Fota, I would seriously consider getting a new credit card issued. I would definitely ensure that my passwords are changed, and I would make sure that any applications that I use, which are important to me, that I have two-factor authentication enabled within those.
Okay, so if you used a password on the Fota website that you've replicated elsewhere, that's what you're really concerned about, is it?
It would definitely be a big concern, because the problem you have is that when you have a prolonged breach like this that has been in play for, let's say, over 3 months, typically if data has been stolen, and again, just to reiterate, we don't know if it has been or not, but if it had been stolen, that can lead to a whole pile of downstream consequences whereby that data might be sold on the dark web. It can create issues like identity theft. It can create a whole slew of different problems for people. So therefore, it's important that if that password is following you around, which it does to many of us, I mean, there's lots of people guilty of that, it doesn't take a lot of effort to go and ensure that you're changing that and that it's not linked to other accounts that you're using.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a chain of events that will happen here automatically. So FOTA has said it has, as it has to do, it has informed the Data Protection Commission. It's working with An Garda Síochána. So there will be an investigation subsequent to this.
There will. There's a few parallel tracks running here, Claire. One will be obviously working with the authorities, working with the data, Helen Dixon and the Data Protection Office, to show that they're adhering to their obligations under GDPR. But they'll also be in a world of pain right now. And it's a scenario I found myself in many times over the years, where they are forensically trying to establish what happened, how did these guys get in, what data did they get access to, what data, if any, did they potentially steal? And then, more importantly, how do they get back up and running, and how do they make sure that these guys haven't left any back doors so that they can attack them again? And obviously, what FOTA do, they're an incredible organisation. So in their main job is, you know, looking after the animals. So trying to get this back up and running in as quick and timely a fashion as possible is fundamentally important right now.
Rowan, we have people getting in touch with us this morning wondering if you paid with your card at the gate in FOTA, are you okay? Is that safe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, typically your website and where you store the data from your website are very, very different to when you're buying something in the shop or paying at the kiosk. You're typically touching your card off the payment terminal, and that's all fully encrypted. It's all fully secure, and it all runs through the necessary steps. The issue here sounds like it's more to do with the website and how the data within the website was being stored.
Okay, so you wouldn't have any concerns about people who paid in person going in through the gate?
No, absolutely not. And I wouldn't. I would say there's no issue for anyone that's visiting FOTA and paying at the gate. I would say that's absolutely fine.
All right. But for those who did pay online between May and today, really, the advice is to cancel those cards. And you're saying heed it, do it.
Absolutely.
Ronan, thank you so much. Ronan Murphy is chairman of Smart Tech. Now, after the break, we'll be talking about this news which emerged this morning, and we're expecting this to happen at noon today, where the current leader of the SDLP, Colm Eastwood, is expected to resign. We'll talk about that after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.